I wanted to start this off by talking to you all about some cool thing that happened in our childhood that we should now discuss. Oh, Jake, hey, what you doing over there?
We are recording this episode so fucking early.
Oh, wait, are we actually starting?
Yeah, we're starting.
I thought this was a gaffe, a joke.
We decided since Timmy was over that he slept over my house, and then we woke up super early for this. And let me tell you what time I wake up on my days off. It's not 7. It is not 7 a.m.
I woke up at 5:30.
Well, you have a baby. Yeah, stop bragging. Baby,
yeah.
Bragging? Do you think I wanted this?
You didn't want your baby to?
Wow. Oh, save that.
I'm going to tell Cohen.
I did. Just not the 5:30 part. Usually he wakes up at 6. I can deal with 6.
Oh, so the half hour really killed you?
Yes, it did.
Funny enough, wow. I don't have a baby, but what I do have is a wife with a cat, and the cat has learned that I'm the one that feeds it. Mm. So every morning at 5, it's just on my chest. Like,
But actually, though, I do wake up at 5 every morning. I get like an hour to myself, work out, play a little video game.
Yeah.
And I start my day.
Oh, that's good.
Pretty nice.
Kelly's over there making his new character.
It's true. Oh,
you're so dead.
Just finishing touches.
Okay. Mm-hmm. That's good. Well, you... jeez. Well, certainly you need to think about that. I'm not saying you need to execute that plan of your backup character, but... It's a stressful situation for you. So let's go over just what happened last episode. You guys, after defeating the tiny cult in the part of the cult in the room with just 3 of them, you guys had healed up and stuff like that, and you opened up the door and found 2. Count them 1, 2. Chimeras.
I can't count that high.
2 chimeras. And while 3 of you are at the door on the left, Kezzer opened up the door on the right on his own and immediately got mauled to, I don't know, we were at like 10 health or something like that after that like one round of attack.
Close. Yeah, it's not been good.
Yeah. Chimeras are a very, very dangerous creature.
You tell me a 3-headed beast with multiple attacks is dangerous?
And a breath weapon. Yeah. Cannot forget about the breath weapon in this situation. Yes,
I think that the one combat thing that can attack 3 times after pouncing, I think, was it like it runs up and then it hits 3 times?
Yeah, it has a... I'll tell you what this ability is, because every creature that has multiple heads has this kind of things, but it's 3-headed strike. And it says, the Chimera makes a strike with its dragon jaws, lion jaws, and goat horns. There's a little bit of penalty to it, but it doesn't matter when they hit this well. These strikes count as only 1 attack for the Chimera's multiple attack penalty.
Yeah.
And the penalty doesn't increase until after it has made all 3 attacks.
Yeah.
Yeah, so it's bullshit.
Yeah, so it gets to use 1 action to move and then 2 action to get 3 attacks off. So
if Benson finds a wizard that can graft 2 more heads on his body.
That's right.
Yeah.
You would get this. Yeah, they'd all be bite attacks, though. You wouldn't get to use your sword.
That's fine.
If I also find a wizard that can graft a sword to my jaws.
Yeah, just give Benson 4 arms.
Why not? It? Make him even slower.
Goro from Mortal Kombat.
Yeah.
That's the end goal.
Yeah.
That's the...
to be Goro.
What is it? I'm sorry, but this is the height of male achievement.
This is peak male physique.
Yeah, peak male physique.
He may not like it, but this is what it is.
God, I remember fighting him in Mortal Kombat, and for some reason, when you go to like the campaign, you fight like the computers.
Yeah, yeah.
I remember that for some reason it kept doing the one attack where he just jumps in the air,
yeah,
and then jumps on top of you, and I was just like, stop doing that, stop. No.
He was such a bullshit ability. I mean, I would prefer him over. I think it was Otaro was in 3. I think it was, which was like the Minotaur looking.
Oh yeah,
yeah. I mean, but like he was like a straight up. Like ox looking man,
yeah,
like 4 legs and all that stuff, and he was even worse, yep. Honestly.
Dude, Mortal Kombat, like, bosses are the worst because they're just like programmed to beat you,
well, yeah.
Well, the thing is, it's
programmed
like,
to be unfair,
yeah, be unfair because, like, you go into the fight, you're already doing, you're like, okay, my attack usually does this, but theirs, they get like negation on it, so they take more hits. Yep. And then when they hit you, it hits really hard.
Yeah. And all their attacks take up half the fucking screen.
Yes. Yeah. Yep.
That's why whenever you play like Street Fighter, if you pick M. Bison, you're immediately an asshole.
Yeah. Well, you know what is fair?
Is I interrupt this important Timmy. I interrupt this important segment.
Big surprise.
Oh, my God. Tim's going to make the intro fucking long.
Here you go, Jake. Do you know what?
A Christmas miracle.
Would you want to describe to the listeners what this
Timmy,
is?
Timmy just handed me some peeps that are gingerbread men. So they're tiny little gingerbread man peeps.
They can go right into the microwave.
Yeah. So sweet.
I'm fully expecting Adelar to not die in this fight now.
Right into the microwave and then right into the garbage.
You know, Timmy, that
I just want to watch them expand and explode.
Timmy, those willing creature chances.
Yes.
Damn it.
But not mine.
I was surprised you didn't do this for Kezra.
No.
Oh, no.
Kezra will never die.
Self-preservation.
Like, it's a fact.
The fact at this point.
Yep.
It is a fact that you're in a dangerous situation. I'll keep segueing this until we get to it.
Highway to the danger zone, if you will.
So let's get back into this combat. We just ended with, let's see, it is round 4 of this combat.
Kezra's turn.
Yes, because the Chimera just came up and tried to, and it was attacking you, Kezra.
Yep.
So, Kezra, it is your turn, correct?
Yep.
All right.
Sorry, I don't have any dice out.
Oh, okay.
Dude, come on.
Hey, you didn't think you had enough rolling dice, I guess.
Yeah.
I have been talking with all of our fellow podcasters for like weeks, and it's just like I don't have a plan. It's just, this shit is so
yeah
fun.
Yeah, let's take a little second here to reiterate the situation you guys are in. So the three of you are in front of the door with a Chimera directly on the other side. Kezra has blinked into this room. And he is now in the room with the two Chimeras, and he's literally cornered by one of them that has not been touched.
Oh yeah, I forgot about that part.
Because it's
fact.
It's rolled critical success on like two lightning bolts. Two reflexes
that's
saves.
Right. Plus,
yep.
Right.
Well, seems like this old feeble fucker.
I forgot about him.
That one, he's like a breakdancer. So
I like that was the one that we just kept closing the door until he's just like, you know what, fuck it. And he just rips the door off.
Yeah, about that. Yeah,
he's like, no.
It worked on the gorilla.
The gorilla did the same thing. Yeah. He just ripped off the door.
Yeah, I mean, these doors are like, you know, shitty wooden like sticks and stuff tied together, so.
Bet they're still fireproof, though.
you are correct, actually.
Why won't this door burn?
Yeah, but that
in this fortress of Dahak.
But that one Chimera looks like it's enfeebled.
It's
enfeebled one.
He is enfeebled.
That was the only reason it didn't hit me with one of its three attacks.
That's yep.
Right.
Barely escaped death.
The other thing is that in audience take note, none of our characters know this is happening to Kezra.
Nope.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, yep. he just disappeared.
He's gone.
Yeah, I'm on the other side. There's doors and walls, and we're just assuming he betrayed us anyway. I mean, it's they seem to go in it, open a door, and then go in and then teleport back out by accident and then teleport back in or whatever.
Honestly, it makes perfect sense for Benson to think that Kezra will eventually defect to being a worshiper of Dahak.
Really?
Worship Dahak.
Why wouldn't all he talks about is power and dragons, and it's the literal most powerful dragon.
I mean, when you put it that way, it's just right in your face, you know. But it's just, that's why you least expect it.
Yeah,
it's right there.
Yep.
Oh no, Dahak's not a blue dragon. Wait a minute.
Doesn't match my aesthetic.
He's a scent for one dragon and one dragon only.
Yeah.
Oh no, is that confirmed? Kezra's a simp. That's
oh
worth
my
some
gosh. Dust. That's like major, actually major reveal.
And now we know.
You got dice yet, Cal?
Yeah. All right.
Good to go. It is your turn.
All right. Roll for death.
Yeah, what? Are you alive? Are you still up?
He's still up.
I'm up. Okay.
I have... You'll live forever. A very low amount of health. Yep.
That's right.
Very loud. Are you in the single digits?
Yep.
Have you already popped Ferocity?
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, God.
He popped it last combat, I believe.
Yeah.
Yep. What about Lil Kezra?
He'll live forever.
No, Lil Kezra's still here.
Okay.
Lil Kezra just a piece it, I'm out. So.
Lil Kezra went to worship the Huck.
The old bastard.
Get back here.
Slither's away.
How dare you.
Wait. We walk into the boss room. It's Lil Kezra on a throne.
Oh, you bastard.
Yes, you fell into my traps.
It just transforms into a great worm.
Yeah.
Just Kezra going, oh, I'm so proud. I hate you, but I'm so proud. It's what I would have done.
All right. Let's get this over with.
Oh, come on.
Kezra is grievously injured, running low on spells, blinking in and out of existence. He will take a step back into the corner.
Uh-huh.
So I'm as far into the corner now as I can get.
Yep.
And he will unleash his last lightning bolt on both dragon. On both Chimera.
Nice. Wow. All right.
Wow.
Hero move.
So reflex save.
Uh-huh. So reflex save. So this is the one that is enfeebled.
Breakdancer.
Yep.
The B-boy.
Breakdancer. We already knew he rolled a natural 20.
We'll see.
Wait for it. Let's shake. What's he
gonna say? No.
Yep.
Face.
Natural 20 again.
No freaking way.
That's impossible.
I fucking hate you.
Like, literal time has passed since our last recording.
I knew it.
This guy's just permanently on a circle of cardboard, just fucking going crazy.
This guy really hates me.
The other one got an 18.
Ooh, that's a fail, though.
That's a fail.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, so this one would definitely take damage. So
the one that I've never come encountered with has been hit by, like, all three lightning bolts.
Right.
Because he's not paying attention.
I mean, hey, the faster we kill this one, the faster I can get in the room and see you're fucked.
That's really the plan here at this point, is that because this one's been hit so many times, if they can get in and, like, to, like, flank this one.
Yeah. I just like think Benson's going to be like, ooh.
No.
That'll be 27 lightning damage.
Oh,
yeah.
Let's go.
Bam. All right.
Not bad.
Okay.
And
that one that just took the damage, he is not looking good, actually.
Good.
Whoa. Good.
Okay.
Kezra will roll.
Gucci.
The blink. So I'm where I'm currently at, because I had to back into this corner to avoid the AOO.
Yes.
I can teleport. So there's a giant, there's a really thick wall behind me that I cannot teleport through. I don't think so.
Directly east and directly south are your chances to get out.
Yeah,
of
so there's a south, directly south, and like a southeast would get me
right
over a wall into the other room.
Yep.
So that's a one or an eight.
Okay.
So you have two out of eight chances.
One or eight.
Well. So if you go directly east, directly south, or southeast. So you have those three.
Oh,
yeah.
There's only two squares.
There is this square directly to the east.
That's black wall.
Yeah, but I'm telling you that you can probably only see that because of
dynamic lighting.
Dynamic lighting. But I'm telling you that
you've got a way.
That leads into the kitchen or the
break. That's just dynamic lighting. Oh,
yeah.
Okay, so I can get through that wall.
You can, yeah. So
if I go through that wall, I'm in like a different part of the building.
Yeah, you'll go back.
You'll be alive.
You'll be back in the break room if you go directly east.
So directly east would be.
You'll be in the
six.
Break room.
Yeah.
Okay.
So one, eight, or six.
All right.
Here we go. Green dice.
All right.
One.
Oh, he's alive.
Wow.
What?
All right, so you go directly south.
No
then.
Way.
I go southeast.
South.
Southwest.
Southwest.
Sorry.
Okay, yeah.
Oh, my
Holy
God.
Crap. Kezra's bloody, bloody horrible.
We look over and it's just Kezra shredded.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh no! Like residual lightning crackling from his hands.
That is unreal.
Yeah. So he blinks back through the wall, and you guys see him appear there.
Yes.
And his flesh is hanging off of him. His arm is like shredded open.
Do you have any more movement? Get farther away from that fucking wall.
No, that was the end of my turn.
Okay, not out of the woods.
Well, Adalar's like, Kezra, by the gods, what happened to you in there?
I don't know. It couldn't kill me though.
Bastard. He can break dance like any dragon I've ever seen.
He's spinning on his heads.
He's a b-boy.
You should see him. It's like he's dedicated his life to dodging lightning bolts.
Three fucking lightning bolts.
Natural.
Couldn't hit him with even one of those.
When we saw the lightning crackle across the room, we knew you were in there. But we didn't know how bad it was.
That chimera has apple bottom jeans. Boots with a fur.
Oh my god, I can't believe it.
I do find it really funny that Kezra got in there and all you see is lightning coming from the side of the room.
Also probably the words, please work. Please work.
Leave me alone.
Can't believe he's alive.
I'm shocked.
Kezra will live forever.
Oh my god. Alright, after Kezra comes to Elkwood.
Okay. Elkwood is going to take a two-action shot against this. He sees Kezra's back. And he's like, oh, didn't betray us. but he is going to take a two-action shot.
Mm-hmm.
That is a 29 to hit.
That'll hit.
Okay. Yes. That is... managed to hit. So that's a 5. He throws out another hatchet at this creature. At 9 plus 5, that'd be...
Did you roll damage for the 14. First one?
14. 14? Mm-hmm. Nice. Yep, 14 points of damage.
Okay. So I'm checking to see if they... they don't have reach. Okay.
Shit.
Yeah, well, they have a attack of opportunity. Which you guys know.
But Yeah.
I was making sure because I was like, was I not doing the attack of opportunity? All right, 14 points of damage.
Yes.
Okay. All right, still up.
And that's gonna be a hard.
Oh, your last shot.
Yeah, the last shot. Yep. I mean, it won't be that bad, honestly. Now I'm thinking about it, because it's only a -4, but now I lose my precision. What he's going to do is, honestly, I can't remember. Is Benson going after me?
Next is a chimera.
Yes.
Oh, crap.
One of them. I don't know which.
Crap.
Which one? Next is the one you are in front of. So.
And he's looking bad. So.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's just going to try to throw one more.
Might as well swing for the fences, yeah.
Not 20.
Oh. This is Elkwood, of course, yeah.
I know, right?
No, I can't read it. That's 16 on die.
Oh,
okay.
So that should be a plus 14.
So 30?
30.
That is it, yeah.
Let's go. Let's go.
I'm going to roll my skull dice this time.
Oh, nice.
6, 7 plus 7 plus... Sorry, I'm thinking plus 5. So that'd be 12.
12 points a damage, not bad.
All right.
Oh, there you go.
He's still up. Oh,
still up, yeah.
Done.
It's okay. Because when he goes to attack you, I can retrieve his strike.
Oh, that's true.
Luckily, he's not doing an attack necessarily.
Boo.
He does his breath weapon again.
God damn it.
So make me some reflex saves, everybody.
Nice little clump of pieces. Yep.
And I'm sickened, so I'll be taking minuses to this.
Oh, fun.
Lovely.
I rolled really well, and I don't think I saved.
Oh. I rolled well.
Because my reflex sucks.
My reflex sucks, too. Well, you get that bonus from your armor.
Oh, that's true. We'll see.
Yep.
Would that hit who, exactly?
So that'll hit the three of you. So that'll hit Benson, Adelar, and Elkwood.
Okay.
Benson, what'd you get?
With my armor bonus, I rolled a 17 on the die, and that'll get me to 30.
Whoa.
That is a success.
Nice.
Hey,
damn. Elkwood?
Roll 13, so that's a 31.
31, that is a success. And Adelar?
21.
21. That is a fail.
Merced.
33 points of fire damage.
Oh!
Hey, you got your
it's
ring.
It's okay, our healer doesn't need
right,
health.
My ring.
Your ring. Yep, so Elkwood takes none. Benson, you will take half.
Yep.
Adelar, you take the full.
Ottawa is hot.
And then it will make a single jaw strike with the dragon jaws at you, Benson.
Okay. Oh, when you said you, because I was the last one who talked, I was like...
No, he sees Benson and he just sees...
I like how it attacked me, even though I'm not the last one to damage it. Just saying.
Oh, well, you're the closest one, so...
There you go.
I'm still going to bitch.
I'm still complaining about it.
Let me complain, Jake.
That is going to be 23 to hit. That's a very low roll.
That's adorable.
Mm. Yeah.
Wow.
Well,
that must have been the kitty head.
Aww. It was actually the dragon head, just because, you know. I imagine the
breath weapon and bit?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
Yep.
But it doesn't at least get those
it did,
three.
Like, both at the same time, breath weapon, bite.
Yeah. Cool. So as it was biting, the flames were exuding from its mouth, and then it bit at Benson. Yeah.
See, it was trying to do too much. That's
right,
why.
Yeah. It overextended.
You have three heads, multitask. Come on.
Yeah, seriously.
All right, after that, let me just see when he can use it again. Doop-a-doop-a-doop-a-doop. Nice.
No. Damn you, Jake.
I need to move.
That was the camera's turn, and it comes to Benson.
Okay, well, he's looking. I'm going to do the one thing I can do. Okay.
Benson, finish this.
As Benson viciously attacks, 30.
30, that is a hit.
8 damage.
Still up.
God damn.
No.
One more time. Swinging for the fucking fences. Nope, that's a miss.
Uh-huh.
Okay, and last strike. Just please roll a natural 20. 23.
Miss.
A really good roll, too.
Well, it's up to Adelar now.
Damn it, dude, that was such a horrible damage
roll. What do you mean it's up to Adelar?
Just run up there and stab him.
Up to the healer.
Run up there and stab
with
him,
with his fire cantrip.
Take that. Hit the goat head.
Yeah. Right. Only one of the heads is immune to fire.
Some bullshit.
Adelar, it is your turn.
All right. I am moving outside of the range of the whatever that is.
Coward!
Are you going to go in front of that door?
Oh, gosh. The chimera opens the door and, oh, my, no. That is a good point. Okay, so yeah. I'm going to move.
He hasn't destroyed right that door there. Yet.
No, no.
Oh, yeah, God. Let's see, because destroy door, well, move to the door is one action, destroy door, and then it'd have to move up to me. So it should be its whole turn. So I think I should be safe that way.
Remember, if it can get to you with one action, it can attack you 3 times.
It has 4 actions?
No,
it's that
it's his
combat ability.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. It uses 2 actions to get right, 3
well,
attacks.
Let me go back to where I was. I have 25 feet of movement. How far?
What? Adelar's pacing in the room.
I'm going to heal Kezra first because hooray! I have the range.
True.
We have the technology. And by technology, I mean magic.
And technology doesn't exist in this world.
We literally saw guns.
That's fireworks.
You saw a tube with black powder in it.
Yeah.
That's true.
Until you start seeing some lasers.
I mean, we all know that Thick Nazar probably had, like, an iPhone on him.
He probably did.
An Apple Watch.
R.I.P. Thick Nazar.
Doggy!
Uh-huh.
I don't think I've ever rolled so good.
You say that every time you heal.
It's about to get better. No, I really don't think I've ever done so. I have to recount this because it's so much healing.
Is it possible to do this much healing?
It is 68 points of healing.
Wow, holy shit. Oh,
I rolled a 10, a 9, a 9, and an 8.
Whenever okay, Adelar...
That is impressive.
Whenever you heal, you just hold up the Uno reverse card.
Holy crap, I got Kezra to like 80%.
Amazing.
And now I'm going to move, but I'm going to move way over here behind Vermeer.
Okay.
Oh, Vermeer,
okay.
Shield me.
Vermeer, get in there.
Kezra, you're healthy again. Do something.
As Kezra's big flap of skin just kind of restitches back.
Yeah, right.
Like flayed chest skin.
Hey.
Puts his lung back in.
Mark. Do you remember the blood-starved beast in
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
It's just
flaps of skin.
Yeah, there's a bloodborne creature that his back is split open and his skin is just hanging over him.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's gross.
It is a disgusting creature.
That's
yeah.
what Kezra looks like.
Right? Yeah.
Content warnings.
Not anymore.
Oh.
Content warning in a game about stabbing people. All right, that was your turn, Addy?
Yep.
All right. It is the Chimera's turn that...
Where'd he go?
Let me see.
Adelar just calls out, I can't heal forever. We need to finish this fight.
Finish the fight.
Let's see.
What do you mean you can't heal forever? That's your one job.
And you're not paying me enough.
Just tell Abadar to give you more heals. That's how that works, right?
The Chimera opens the door. And it, you guys see it there.
I just imagine just this massive beast just...
I know, it just uses his paw.
Yeah, just very daintily.
Right, right, right.
Excuse me, I was trying to eat an orc. Where did he go?
Where is he?
Have you all seen an orc around?
Oh, well, since you are so politely, yes. He's right over there.
I'm quite hungry. Thank you, sir.
Every single head has a monocle.
But they share one top.
Breakdancing, monocle-wearing chimera. Man.
Excuse me, I have to cut a rug, but I was quite hungry.
He is quite fly. I want to see. So he opens up the door. I'm going to measure out a cone here.
Of course I am.
This guy's pretty fly for a chimera.
No. Let's see.
No, Jake.
30 foot.
No, Jake.
And this is going to hit
everybody.
Benson and Oakwood. Adelar, you luckily ran all the way to the back of the room. As you can see, this 30 foot cone is hitting.
Wow.
That's fine.
Yep.
That's fine.
Wait, is Benson in it? His square doesn't look blue.
Hey.
Oh, yeah, it's a little...
Oh, cool.
I'm just dynamite. Crouching in the corner going,
Yeah, let me check the wall. You know what? There's a bit of that wall that sticks out just barely.
Oh, my gosh.
So, yeah, this is just going for Oakwood then.
Oh, man.
Thanks, Kelly.
Okay.
All right, Oakwood. Reflex save, buddy.
All right, dead. 32.
32. That is. I mean,
that's the worst person to catch in a fight.
I mean, right?
Flipping you off the entire time.
Just one.
Well,
Elkwood steps up with his own dancing game. Just. Is that dance off now?
It is a dance off.
Cone of fire.
So somebody lays down a boombox and the cardboard on the ground.
Right, he's unleashed like four breath weapons. Have you been hit by any of them?
No.
No.
Dude, I got plus 18 to my rolls.
So silly.
Benson's in the corner going, lay it down, Elkwood! Lay it down!
Just play your armor like a beat.
Just dancing in the flames.
All right, gonna see when he can roll again. Nice.
Damn it.
And that was his whole turn. So opening up the door and doing that. Next will be Kezzer.
Cool. Hilariously, the dynamic lighting when he opened that door shows the tiniest, like itty bitty sliver of the chimera on the other side of the room.
Okay.
Yeah. So I can see that one. Uh-huh. Like Tim, look at my screen. Look at that dynamic lighting.
Yeah, I can't see that for some reason.
That is precise.
Yeah, if I click on your token, there's like a... And it looks like a murder hole slit.
Yeah.
Like that's how small that is.
But it's just small enough for a tiny bead of fire.
Yep.
Oh.
Wait, as I launch a fireball into the room.
All right.
Oh, it's not going to do any damage.
I know.
I don't know how much fire... I don't know how much fire resistance these guys have. I don't have many more spells.
But are they immune to fire? I just can't remember.
Who knows? So yeah, right in the middle. Reflex saves for both of them.
I said it's the Kezra strat.
Fireball. So it was a fireball?
Yeah, it's a fireball.
Does nothing.
Oh, man. Well, that's what knowledge checks are for.
Yep.
Knowledge checks we don't roll.
You guys unfortunately, did not make one.
It was a nature check, right?
It will be a... this is technically a B, so yeah, it would be a nature check. I'd also say Arcana, since it's a dragon.
I would also say common sense check.
Everything that has a breath weapon doesn't necessarily mean it's immune to fire.
I'm just assuming things in Dahok's, like this temple, are fairly immune.
Maybe if I start worshipping Dahok, I will also become immune to fire.
That's how that works.
Yes. See, that's how they get you. Is that like burn your fingertips on the stove? You never have to deal with that if you worship Dahok.
Yeah. You with the sales pitch.
Fireball does fuck all, and Kezra will step.
Here.
Yeah.
So a little bit more into the middle.
So I step into the room, and then I teleport.
Oh.
Oh, yes.
Well, at least
blink it again. Luckily, there is not a square in this room that you will... Yeah.
I teleport west once.
Okay.
Step.
Yeah. He was in a spot where he wouldn't teleport out anywhere, so...
That's good.
Yep. After Kezra comes to... we're in round 5, everybody. Elkwood.
Oh, shit. So he is... I can't remember how many hatchets I've used so far, so he's just gonna quick draw his bow out. No, star knife. No, bow. Food. Bow.
No, star knife.
Which one?
I got so many weapons, I can't
throw
hold
the bow
them
and shoot the star knife. Hell no.
You're really like Link in Breath of the Wild, where he just has a million weapons on his back.
Yes.
Yeah, that... Unfortunately, that's a 28 to hit.
28 to hit is, that is a hit.
Oh, shit.
I was about to say, unfortunately, okay. 28.
Well, for some reason, I thought we missed on 28 before. Hmm. Yeah. I can't remember.
I think against the golem, that was a miss. Yeah.
Yeah.
Right. By the way, fuck golems.
Yeah. Oh, that's actually not terrible. 6, 5, 11.
Please just kill this thing.
11, 18. That's actually 20 points of damage.
What?
That's a 7, a 5, a 6, plus 2 for a weapon.
Gosh. Damn.
Cool.
Which head do you kill in order to take down this chimera?
Looks at Kezra and he hits the dragon head.
Yeah. As you take down one of the heads, it goes,
get some,
and it bleeds out onto the floor, this fire spewing from its mouth as it eventually dies.
Whoa.
Oh,
rid the hands of this creature. And actually, from this angle, he can see the other one through the politely open door, and we'll just hump prey, use an action hump prey.
Yeah.
All right. Oh yeah, because the other one's door is open now.
He's just still looking in. Where is he?
Hello?
Hello? All right, so you killed that
he
chimera.
He seemed to have killed my companion.
It was quite rude. That would have been that chimera's turn, but he's dead now.
He's dead.
You killed my dance-off partner.
he was not as good. I was training him.
He was my hype man. How dare you? Benson, it's your turn.
Oh, God. Well, I know what I need to do, but I don't want to do it because I don't need health.
Benson, get in there.
Whatever, you're like, I can't heal forever. Benson, get in there.
You'll be fine. All
right. 10. Am I within... there's a wall there.
There's a little bit of wall. That was the wall that was there. Protecting you. So you just need to go around.
Yeah.
There you go. And then...
get right there.
Yep. All right, so you are in the doorway directly in front of the other chimera.
Wow, yeah. Geez. Kezra, don't die. And I will swing once I get my thing up. All right. Please don't fuck me.
Please don't fuck me. Please don't fuck me, Kezra.
It fucked me. That's a miss.
Oh, no. What'd you get?
It's a 22...
What?
It was 22 and then a 24 before the -5. I have a +17 to these fucking rolls, by the way.
Well, your first mistake. You're using foundry dice.
You know what? You're right. Hold on. I'm going to roll my last one.
Physical dice.
No. Fuck you. Useless fucking turn. Oh, I wouldn't even gotten that third strike.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah. What a...
got that extra third strike. My angry third strike.
Addy.
Adelaar is going to keep dancing around the battlefield.
He's also break dancing.
Guys, have we all just tried dancing it out?
We could settle this whole conflict, man. Break
dance
just...
fight.
What's this West Side Story thing?
Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
Yep.
We're snapping our fingers and...
hey, to be fair, someone did get stabbed in that.
And someone got shot.
Yeah.
Hey.
Chimera, I have a proposition.
Go on.
We settle this the old-fashioned way. A dance-off.
My dancing is a straight fire.
You won't win, Adelaar.
Come on, Jake.
I've seen him firsthand. He dodges lightning.
I bet these shoes of gold against your soul, and I think I'm better than you.
Wait.
As Benson pulls out a violin.
What's your performance? +0.
Actually, I have really good charisma, so
yeah.
My performance is a +12.
Excuse me, I have really good charisma.
Oh, that's true, you don't.
Yeah, yeah.
I actually am trained in performance, I don't know why.
What?
You know.
Were you in the choir?
No. I can't sing.
Oh, okay. Right.
But what was he doing?
Preaching.
Yeah, preaching. Yeah. Oh. Yeah.
No, dancing.
You should worship Adelaar.
I'm going to build a battle dancer swashbuckler and request that all reflex saves are performance saves.
Wait, can you do that?
Yeah. That's a thing.
I said I'm going
to
request
there has to be a feed. There has to be a feed.
All right, well, it looks like I can see... I think I still see Benson, so...
You can see around the corner.
Peer your head around.
Yeah.
Yep.
See his thickness.
Just do a little peek.
Is
that the sound you make?
Avatar. Bill Benson for this heel.
Please.
Oh, my family's snap. Rich. Avatar is, oh, was that the highest you've ever rolled for healing?
No.
I mean, you could have said that.
Avatar's getting a little stingy.
Sorry, it's only 50 points of healing.
Only 50. I'm fine.
Don't worry, Benson. You get the friends and family discount.
It's 20% added.
Did I say discount? I meant markup.
Avatar hates his family.
Does Avatar have any family?
Buy one for the price of two.
I know that Avatar is friends with a lot of the other gods, like Iovine and stuff like that. But I know that Asmodeus' only friend is Avatar, so yes. I assume
they get together
that he upcharges the shit out of Asmodeus.
Right.
Only because you make things difficult for people, and that's just annoying.
But he's like, I respect your lawfulness.
So I know you're good for it.
Your contracts are whack.
But and that's airtight. Why and Abadar is never taken advantage of, because he reads the fine print.
Yeah, exactly. All right, so the...
It's because Abadar pays Gene Goblin.
That's also true. All right, it is back to the top of round... Is round six now.
Is it already?
Wait, yep. Is Gene Goblin a demigod?
Yeah, clearly.
I mean, maybe.
I mean, you're saying Demi.
Demi Goblin.
I haven't made his sheet yet, but...
He's level 20.
Oh my gosh.
Wait, if Benson dies, can I just play Gene Goblin?
My gosh.
The Chimera sees Benson approaching you, much like in JoJo.
The answer was no, because he's
too
powerful.
You're approaching me? Well, I can't beat the shit out of you. All the way over there. Yep. And he is going to do his three-headed strike on you, Benson.
Oh. Yeah. I didn't roll above a 5 last turn. I'm so fucking mad.
Let's go ahead and... let's see.
At least I'm still marginally hard to hit.
Question, that enfeebled, when was that for a minute, or was that just for this one? Or was it
was until healed.
Yeah. Okay.
Oh, good.
All right, that's good. Okay, so I will leave that on them. All right, first attack is going to be the Dragon Jaws coming out. That is going to be a natural 1.
Yay! Let's go!
I was saying this during our break, but I don't know how we keep getting in unwinnable situations and just being fine.
I'm shocked.
Every single one. The Golem.
Our listeners want blood and they can't have it.
Maybe that's why we just have spite on our side.
Our fans asked for blood for Christmas and we were like, no, you've been naughty.
Ooh, bad one for you. Okay. Bad headbutt.
Oh,
you are stunned 1.
Oh my god.
Oh, wow.
That's an action.
That's actually clutch.
Yeah, okay. All right. So,
3-headed truck became a 2-headed truck.
No, he just loses the action at the end of his turn here.
So he can't move.
Wait, so a 3-headed strike is 2 actions?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yep.
He gets 3 attacks with no penalty.
Yeah.
Blizzard, please nerf.
It is called, 3-headed strike, and then he makes all 3 attacks with the 2 actions.
Which means if both of are alive, that's 6 attacks with no penalty every turn.
Yep.
It's unbelievable. It's
fucking brutal.
Second attack in this flurry, Lion Jaws. 26 to hit.
No.
Yep. And the goat horns, 32 to hit.
That's exactly a hit.
Exactly a hit.
But don't call him the goat for nothing.
20 points of damage.
Okay. Man, it's a shame I'm still at 3 digits.
this guy's not hitting that stupid orc anymore.
I know.
So bring the orc back.
Like, crit.
Yeah,
I was farming crits. What happened?
It's like bring the orc back. I like him.
Bring him back. He was much easier.
The tank switched lanes.
The tank came to bot lane.
All right, that was the Kyber's turn. Kizra.
Okay, running low on options, so Kessler's going to move behind Benson, and
push him forward.
I got it.
Get in there.
Push him in and close the door.
Now you know what it's like.
It's just the Golem fight again.
Actually, no, he's not going to do that. All right.
Cast electric arc.
Damn, Tim.
Kezra's gonna move.
Use your cantrips, you smooth brained fuck.
He's gonna move all the way. 2 movement actions to go.
Kessler's just leaves.
I mean, that's fair.
Accurate.
That would be fair.
Feel like shit.
I think we can get this far.
Okay, so... Oh my gosh. Oh wow, you went the distance.
Yeah. Yeah, Kessler used two move actions to move all the way to the other side, into the room with the Chimera, but over his dead brethren on the other side.
Yep, yep.
And with my last action... Can't do a lot.
Scream, eat the paladin.
get him.
Yeah, with my last action, I'll probably just do some shield.
Or roll for the intimidate.
No. Kessler likes living more. That's a scary thing.
Yeah. Attack me!
And I will cast shield.
All right.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Okay.
When you're casting, you have no spell slots.
Oh, he blinked.
So
that's why he that's why he went to like the middle of the
Bloop.
Room. Yep. So he could teleport anywhere and be fine.
And I teleported 5 feet farther away from the thing,
there
too.
There you go.
Up in the far corner.
Yep. Next is Elk.
Wait, would you say that Kezra's in the belly of the beast?
Yeah.
I think he's more in the left lung.
2 on a die.
God.
Oh, I would have had.
Stop pretending to be me.
I'm Benson. I have like a 35 AC. I don't know what actually it is. And I love Hyomide.
I think you're lying.
Yeah, actually, from that shot, I mean, I was shooting over there.
Bend the arrow. Yeah.
I don't want to use a hero point for this, so.
No, don't.
If you twist the bowstring, you can arc it. Like, what was that movie?
Wanted.
Wanted, yeah.
Yeah. Yep. I know that. Know that stupid movie anywhere. He's just going to try to fire again.
There you go.
All right.
That's a 17 on die.
Hey, there you go.
So okay. That's a plus 14, so it's a 31.
That will hit even plus, with a bit of cover there.
Actually, yeah, it's a plus 14. So.
You can't dance past my arrow.
Ha.
Well, that's cool, because I get the... precision damage.
That's right.
Since I missed it.
Oh yeah.
Get him.
Wow, you really didn't even notice. You can just barely see this thing.
Yeah.
Here.
Yeah. No. I'm like shooting past your
head. I'm saying there's a bit of cover to his AC, but
is this the first damage this thing has taken?
Yeah.
Round 6.
Yep. Round 6, first damage.
Oh, gross.
Leave it to Elkwood to to draw blood.
Hope first. You listeners didn't want any role play.
9 points of damage.
I'm put to damage.
I say we take this Chimera fight into the next step. Just keep it going.
No. I think we will quite literally be forced to.
All right. Was that your turn?
That's it.
All right. Benson.
Well, I'm going to miss 3 times, so.
You never know.
No, you know what? I'm going to listen to Tim. I'm going to roll on the table.
There you go.
Yay.
That's what I like.
Dice 2 on the die. Wood.
No.
2 on the die.
No.
17 on that.
Okay.
So that's
okay.
Better. That's 29.
29, that is it?
Wow, hey. I get to roll damage?
What?
14 points of damage.
Hey.
Okay. And swinging for the fences. This is definitely going to be
you could roll for intimidate.
What?
You could roll for intimidate if you don't want to swing for the fences. That'd be at your full intimidation modifier.
That's true.
Against its will DC.
I think you can make it.
Yeah, I'll do that.
Yeah. Yeah. Lower that AC.
I mean, it's probably really hard to intimidate this thing, so let's be honest.
You're Benson Black, though.
I am Benson Black.
Your 3 heads are stupid.
You're ugly.
Aw, the hawk says I'm beautiful.
28.
28, that is a success.
Ooh.
Nice.
So
I actually didn't roll that high.
So that's frightened 1?
Yeah, frightened and enfeebled.
Frightened
so it's Benson
one.
Just... His sword bites into this thing as he just screams out, "Thy will be done!"
And Chimera's just like, "This guy's crazy."
Yeah. Who
fuck,
just
man?
Runs up to me?
Seriously, where's that orc?
I quite like him.
That one didn't taste like steel.
that too. All right. After your turn, Adalar.
Wait, is this the first round I don't have to heal someone?
Yeah.
What are you going to do with that?
I think so.
Well, I mean, I think this thing is probably capable of doing 100 damage to me.
Yeah.
Unlimited power!
Did you cast Produce Flame and nothing happens?
So, Adalar actually moves into the room.
Uh-huh.
Next to the guy.
And you see Adalar, he puts both hands back, and he's got like his holy symbol in one hand, and you just hear blah 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 blah. It goes.
That was very anticlimactic sound for that build up.
And I unleash a holy beam of freezing moonlight.
Ooh, whoa, what?
Okay.
And then I'm like, dance in the moonlight, bitch.
I do, with the devil.
Let's see if I make this ranged spell attack.
Oh, you have to make that.
I know, yeah, I know.
Oh, boy.
You tell me he's dancing with the devil in the pale moonlight?
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
It was an attack roll?
Yeah.
Attack roll.
What was the name of the spell?
Moonlight Ray.
Oh, that's dope. That's
kind of, it's very awesome. It's and like it's the damage counts as silver for weakness, resistance, and the like.
Oh, that's cool.
I know. I could crush a werewolf. But I don't crush anything.
Is one of his heads a werewolf?
Out of the way.
He's like, don't mind if I do.
Starts spinning on his lion's head.
I'm like, pew, 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 pew. He's just like dancing.
Yeah,
just
twirling.
Benson, you spoke of his moves. No, Kezzer, you spoke of his moves, but I did not know they were so...
fly.
I mean... technically, he has a dragon head and wings, but I didn't think he could fly. But he's so fly.
All right, it comes to the...
Might be the worst joke I've ever made.
Chimera's turn.
I mean, I had zero lines. You had to cover for me.
Benson, do you have attack of opportunity?
Yes.
Yeah. No, I don't.
If you have one, you may take one as this thing goes after Adalar.
Ah! Oh my god.
Yeah,
wait,
I saw that coming.
Did I ever heal myself?
God damn.
Did you?
Tim! Tim!
You guys
you stepped in the room and you didn't fucking...
Every time you try to do something badass, it misses, and then you get killed.
Man, this is going back to... God, what was at the very beginning?
It's already only like full health.
I'm just remembering back in the very beginning, back in Citadel Altarine, the skeletons come out.
Yeah, the skeletons, yeah. He's like,
don't worry, guys, I got this. And then gets completely pummeled to death.
Hey, luckily, this thing is enfeebled and frightened. Okay, so he's taking some negatives to these attacks.
My AC is so low right now.
Yeah, I know.
I can't even see your character
hit
with my dynamic
Why
lighting.
Why didn't I heal myself?
He's going to crit.
You tell me.
He's going to crit every hit.
You wanted to shoot it with moonlight.
Tim,
that's
every
not
time
a werewolf.
Tim does anything other than heal, you just get punished.
All right, first attack, Dragon Jaws.
Oh, God.
Let's see.
Maybe we'll
that's
see
a 28.
Aye, just a regular hit.
Just a regular hit. Look at that. 15 points of damage.
And I go down.
What?
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
I thought you had more.
You were wrong.
You stepped into the room with less than 15 health.
So Adalar's just bleeding out. I got this, guys. Pummel.
All right.
If I had 50 health, I wouldn't have stepped into the fucking room.
Look what you did. You angered John.
I don't even know what this goes to.
My AC is 32, and I wouldn't have stepped into the room.
God.
So you have a hero point? Just curious.
No, I can lay on hands him.
No, but it was...
Yeah. Do you have a hero point?
I don't remember.
Well, you should find that out.
Because was this the three-headed attack?
It was, yeah.
So,
I'm
yeah.
I'm going to say yes, I do have a hero point, because it says it on my sheet.
Okay, yeah, that's fair.
Oh, that was fucking funny.
I'm trying to think. Maybe.
And if I don't, maybe you'd be like, oh, that was really heroic of you, Adalar, to try to attack.
Or that was really stupid.
It was very stupid. 23 to hit your unconscious body.
Yeah.
Oh, let me see if my AC changes.
Your AC should definitely change.
I think you just like
it didn't actually.
Right?
What when you hit dying, it you don't get into flat-footed.
Oh wait, I think I have to put in unconscious. That's
oh okay, yeah. I know on Foundry if you hit dying,
it's -4 to AC when you're unconscious.
What was the total again?
23.
Ah, just a regular hit.
Okay.
I think you do have a hero point, by the way, because I think the last time you didn't, it was due to that. It was that, where those creatures, the Hawk's Chosen.
Yeah.
But so you should have one.
All right.
Just in case.
Okay. And then 24 for the last one.
Just a regular hit.
Okay.
It's fine, y'all. I'm only dying 3.
Dang it.
Jesus Christ.
You know, none of those hits would have hit me.
So, hello. Adalar goes into the room, shoots off something, and it misses. And then all three heads come over and pin him to
the
ground.
It's -6 to AC. Because you get flat-footed and you get the -4.
Kelly, please stop talking.
Okay, what were those totals again?
It was a 23 and a 24.
Would one be a crit?
No, my AC didn't change after I put on flat-footed.
Okay.
I guess unconscious accounts for that.
No, take unconscious off. Watch. And now take flat-footed off. Oh, okay. Never mind.
Oh, okay.
I mean, I'm already sickened too.
Whatever.
All right, whatever.
Anyway,
you're at dying three.
Yes.
Okay. Just to be clear, Adalar stepped into the room, shot off an ability, and then he got pounced on with three heads all at once, and they slashed him around and flung him around in their three mouths and were tearing at his unconscious body.
Have you ever seen a young dog rip apart a chew toy?
Yes, yeah. Exactly like that, yeah. But imagine like a Cerberus doing that with the three heads.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Got his legs in one jaw, arms in the other.
So that was the Chimera's turn. It is no longer frightened now. Kezra, it's your turn. You saw an ability go off, and then you heard, ah!
Well, Kezra sees it.
I mean, yeah, I'm there, I see
yeah.
it.
He's like, yeah, I know what that feels like.
Jake, just like, so out of powerful magic.
You fool.
I'm not doing Dragon's Breath on it. He's going to fucking roll natural 20. I'm taking matters into my own hands. I'm going to do Ray of Frost with True Strike.
Ooh. Okay.
Hey, get natural 20.
I'm telling you, I don't have a lot left to give.
Oh, I'm very sorry.
What?
Can I use my reaction spell on it?
I mean, if you...
Oh, no, I have to be conscious.
Yeah. Oh, you went down. Unconscious, yeah.
Okay. Yeah, because it says a creature deals damage. Nah, I wouldn't have been able to do that. Damn.
True Strike finally delivered an natural 20. Let's go! On a spell.
Yes, let's go!
Nice.
Spell critical.
Oh my gosh.
Natural 20 and a 5.
Massive AoE happens instead.
All right. Horrible magic critical happens.
Turns into fireball.
You know, for a cantrip, that'd be great in any other situation.
It's combustion, and I didn't use it with a fire spell, so it's just double damage.
Okay,
that's fine. If it was a fire, if it was combustion. If this is a firebomb or spell, the target takes triple damage and 1d6 persistent fire.
Oh, okay.
Any other spell or bomb does double damage.
Gotcha.
It was immune to fire, so it wouldn't have taken anything anyway.
Yeah,
correct. Yep. It would have been great for a fireball and not this thing.
Well, yeah, exactly.
Oh, I thought you usually like roll another
fireball can't apply to roll a critical, but I still get double damage.
Hey, if you
double
make damage. Dumb decision, just wait for your friends to crit.
Wait, can I roll in here this thing?
Oh, yeah. So that will be 32 ice damage.
Damn.
Okay.
No, 34 ice damage, sorry.
Okay.
See, the problem is you've been using leveled and spells and not using cantrips.
Yeah.
And it takes a minus 10-foot status penalty to a speed for one round.
Whoa. Let me see its speed.
Ray of Frost is sleeper, man.
Okay, yeah, it is a walking speed anyway, a 25, so, and he's not flying in here, so that's for sure. All right, so
it says speeds.
Oh, speeds.
That's
okay,
not bad. Right. I mean, for this thing, because it's
it is a fly speed of 40. I was just saying that it's only walking in here, so it goes down to a 15-foot speed.
All right, I will take that. That was a nice round.
That was fantastic, yeah.
Good shit.
Okay. That was your turn, Kezra. You're all done.
I got a blink.
Got a blink.
Keep forgetting.
Got a blast.
Is this round 7?
Yes, this is round 7.
All right, I only got 3 more rounds of this.
Oh, wow, okay.
2. Bloop.
There you go. Blink directly west into the corner.
Blink even further into the corner.
Elkwood.
Okay. He's going to first shout to Benson, goes, around the other side. And then he will take one action to step up. Can I step on Adalar?
Sure. Okay. Why not?
Okay. Take one action to step on Adalar. All
right.
And
Adalar dies because you step on his head.
Oh.
His soft, malleable head.
I dropped the brick on it, too. Oh, no.
After what you said to Benson, Benson's going to be like, 2 trailer park girls go around the outside?
Around the outside. Let's see. So, quick draw out curve blade and swing...
Uh-oh.
It's
just hard to read.
It's an 8 on the die.
Oh,
so
okay.
That's going to be a mess because it's a 8 plus 17. 8 plus 17, that would be a
25. So that is a miss.
Swing again.
Yeah, he's no longer frightened. He still has the enfeebled on, but
that's fine. But a 15 on the die, however, that should be a 20. Oh, geez, 15 plus 17. Yeah, that should be a 28 actually.
28. That will hit.
Nice. Yeah, 17 minus 4.
Yep.
Cool. All right, that is a nice hefty thing of 3d8.
Oh man.
Very nice. The longer you shake them, the higher they roll.
Mark always rolls higher than anybody, so.
Yeah.
Makes sense.
That's a lie on some cases. I remember that was like getting one crit. And
except, for
like
the except for the golden fight.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. The one time he's been ineffective.
Yeah. All right. So that's a 7, a 6, and a 4. So that should be a 13.
Solid.
Nice.
And then 16 plus that. So it should be 21 points of damage.
22.
22 plus 5 after that.
22?
So. Gotcha.
Yep, so.
All right, 22. Gotcha. Yeah. That was some good damage out there.
You know, the worst thing is, like, I really just want to try bringing Vimir in this, but, God, he has less health than everybody. He needs weak
people. He doesn't have less health than Adalar right now.
True. Actually, where is... Oh, yeah, dynamic lighting. I cannot see my bird.
Oh. Your bird is right here.
Can you drag him right under?
In the doorway?
Yeah.
There you go.
So, and Vimir is going to take a strike as
Whoa.
Well.
Okay.
Vimir has entered the fight.
Yep.
The real Chad.
He always enters 5 to 6 rounds late.
Yeah, he does. That's a miss. That's a 22.
Okay. All right. After that, it comes to Benson.
Okay. Well, I'm going to move...
Clink, 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 clink.
Ting, 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 ting.
Well, why don't you go through?
You don't want to flank him with him?
Yeah, yeah, if you want.
If I flank with him, I can't reach Adalar.
Oh,
true. I forgot about Adalar.
Oh, yeah, that kind of stuff.
All right,
kind of just chalked him up to death.
I basically thought he was just dead.
Don't worry about me, Benson. Kill the Chimera.
You serious?
Adalar can't talk.
Yeah.
You do what you want to do.
Oh, you just heard that in your head. He has telepathy.
Yeah.
I can't go through the fucking wall.
No, it's impossible.
You
it's
have to like go around. Yeah. You have to finagle it. Like, you can you can count it appropriately, but
man,
the walls get in the way.
Think of all this shit and think of how much better it still is in Roll20. I cannot go through the wall.
So do you want to go around?
No, I think you accidentally closed the door when you were clicking around.
What?
Yep. Yeah, you did.
You closed the door
politely.
Okay, I didn't actually go around this way. I moved to where I could actually get to where Adalar is.
Oh, okay, yeah. So you want to move up there. Okay, got it.
Yeah.
Right. I will move the Chimera body out of the way so we can see what's going on here.
All right.
Thank God. As Benson approaches, he kicks the corpse somehow
to the other side of the room.
Boots it.
Wait, holy shit.
Did you trigger reactions? Did you take any steps?
He went the other way.
Yeah, he did.
He went through the west door.
Does he have enough movement for that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, he was in the doorway.
He probably had to move twice.
So.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Gotcha.
5, 10, 15, 5, 10, 15. Yeah, I mean, it would be two actions.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, yeah, he's fine.
Land hands. Adalar.
Bloop.
You get 28 health back.
Plus 2 AC.
Plus 2 to your AC.
Yeah, plus 2 AC.
Why did I do that?
And you get shunted into another square because
yes,
Elk is in your square.
Yeah, so you can move behind me.
So Benson kicks you.
We all just kick him back.
Land hands my foot and kick him back.
Am I still sickened?
Yeah, I would think so. It depends on how long that lasted or whatever.
No, I'm still sickened.
Okay.
Oh, according to Kekaku. Kaku means blessed.
All right. Benson, is that the end of your turn?
Yep, that's all I can do.
Adalar, you are prone and just to the west of where Elkwood is. So there's a single square between you and the Chimera.
This is going to be a splendid fire breath weapon.
Yeah.
It will be.
Yep.
Shit.
I wonder if I'm far enough away.
Yeah, run to where he is. Like, get as far away as you can.
So one action, stand up.
Uh-huh.
And,
You've got a pretty meaty wall in front of you. You just got to get away.
I'm thinking of maybe if I was here, I think I can see everybody. So.
Oh, that's actually big brain movement.
Yeah.
Mm. Not going to lie.
All right. That's my second action.
Big brain time.
As you go through the doorway.
Why'd you do that?
I stepped through the doorway.
All right, so you have to take two steps in order to get to
that's fine.
Okay, all right.
Jesus. This thing has a reaction?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
I do too. And I reach.
Yeah, but Adelar's going down.
Wait, could I take a hit? That's the question. No, I couldn't. I'd go down.
That'll crit you, probably.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You have plus two to your AC right now.
I just took two steps. Oh, plus two to my AC? No, it's the crit.
We're not risking this.
Yeah, I don't think that's going to help that much.
All right, so my two actions to step, and I'm good.
Okay. All right. It is the Chimera's turn. Let's see. What's this cone looking like right now?
Yep.
I think he's like, where's that elf?
That was tasty.
Good. He was good.
Almost as good as that orc.
So the cone coming out is going to be a 30-foot cone.
Damn it, Vamir.
Oh my god.
Meaning Kezra is literally just beyond.
Wow.
Blink saves me again.
Jeez. I could just save these rolls for attacking. That'd be fine.
I love that Vermeer isn't even in it either.
Yeah. Just because of his positioning.
I'm sad.
Benson, what'd you get?
I rolled a 2.
For a total of?
Where's the slide?
17.
That is a critical failure.
Oh. Yeah.
And Elkwood?
Had to come out eventually.
34.
Success. So, critical failure on this fire damage, Benson.
Oh, no.
33 points. Doubled to 66.
Oh, my gosh.
Points of fire damage.
Root 66.
Well, I don't have 3 digits anymore.
Sorry. Hey, Adelar's right there, though.
Hello.
And then it will... Oh, let me see when he can use it again. Nice. And then he's going to do a simple claw strike on you, Elkwood, actually.
No.
Since you did not get hit from that.
Like, I'm like dodging right in front of him, too.
Oh, wait, you know what? No, because the breath weapon does not count against the map. So
that's right,
So he's just going to do a Dragon Jaws.
That's a good one.
Wow. 34 to hit.
Not a crit.
Wow.
Attribute of strike.
Yeah. Oh, didn't see that coming.
Did not.
Ka-ching! That still hurts.
All right, so let's do the damage first. So 22 points of total damage.
Oh, okay.
Subtracted by what, John?
8. 17 plus 17.
Okay.
34.
Yeah. 34. That is a hit. It's a regular hit.
Wait, so what would that
18 be? Points of damage.
Nice.
Not bad. That's a good shit. So it was 22 minus 8.
Okay. Correct, yep. Yeah.
Not bad. All right, that's good.
All right. End
of remember, you're within 5 feet of me. You get my shield bonus.
Oh, yeah. So, yeah, it wouldn't have been a crit anyway. So,
okay.
Sweet.
Just remember that.
Yeah. Yeah, I believe you have. See if you have to use your shield block reaction for him to get that bonus. But okay. But I mean, you have a free one anyway. So.
Yeah. Because it's like right now my AC is, well, before that bonus, with the bonus it's actually no, you never did lay on hands on me anyway, so it doesn't matter. But my AC is 26.
Okay.
Now.
Nice. All right.
So,
and after that, all right. After the Chimera, it comes to Kezra.
It's like, oh. You will die, breakdancer.
As I will do another true strike and Ray of Frost.
It's a little known rendition of Tiny Dancer.
Oh, a 19.
Oh, okay.
So that will be 35 to hit.
Yeah. 35 is a hit.
Nice.
Let's go.
Awesome. Boop. 11. 11 cold damage.
Alrighty.
Pretty bad.
That is... Not looking good. Not looking good at this point. He's definitely hurt.
And I blink. Hopefully not backwards through the wall.
Yeah, I was going to say, you're at the wall right here, so.
Oh, shit! Backwards through the wall!
No.
So he's in the mining.
I got a 2 again.
So he blinks directly to the west, and you are now in the forge. So
oh,
you go,
my
blink.
Gosh. Oh, fuck.
And there's 2 Dahaks chosen. Yeah.
They respawned?
Yeah, they respawned, yeah.
When I got to that spot, I moved west 3 straight times.
Yep.
Now I'm through the wall. Damn it.
It was given.
All right. Elkwood.
I can't see anything anymore.
Elkwood, your turn.
Gosh.
Okay. So,
Vamir is going to actually be useful and take a step out here first.
Okay.
And he's going to fly on the other side.
Kelly's assaulting a trinket.
This is such an awesome spell. I love it so much.
Vamir comes all the way around to flank. Nice.
Oh, he's a smart bird.
Yeah. He's coming up from jungle to gank.
All right, so let's see. God damn it, another two. I'm so pissed. Swing again. Why not? That is a 18, though.
Send me a mic.
That is an 18, though. So that should be good. That'd be a plus 14. Yep, so that'd be a 30.
That'll hit.
18, nice. plus 14. So. Where's my D8s?
D8s.
Should have had a D8.
Tell myself that every morning.
Oh, no. Garbage. Let's see. That's a 1, a 6, and a 4. So that's a 16 points of damage.
That is not bad.
Yeah.
Well, it's that extra precision damage really helps, but like rolling a 1 on D8.
Yeah, that does feel bad.
I don't like it. One more action. So I'm just going to.
Vamir's three actions?
No, this isn't Vamir. This is me. Oh. Vamir took two actions to basically circle around. He took a step first because he didn't want to get hit. And went around there. So to give us an extra bonus to hit, maybe.
Yeah, so that way Benson and Elkwood both have flanking right now. So. And this is your last attack.
Oh my god, another two.
Jeez.
What is with twos?
It's either extremely good or a two.
I'll take two over a one.
Yeah.
But still.
Yeah, of course.
I'm like, come on.
All right, Benson. You believe you could probably take this thing down. But you and Elkwood are both flanking with Vamir on this thing. Mm-hmm. So you have a pretty good chance here.
I see Adalar kind of like squeezing like himself into the corner. And just like, yeah, time to take this thing out.
Please don't hit me.
Please don't. I'm very scared.
It's like hiding 30. In the closet.
30 is a hit.
Yes. 30.
Oh.
21 points of damage.
Jeez. Yes. How do you kill this thing?
Yes. Yay!
I think Benson, with Adalar's blood still on its jaws, Benson just stabs into it and quickly pulls out and does a cross swipe, and he takes off the goat head and the lion head.
Nice.
Leaping the dragon.
Awesome. As it falls over, fire still gouting from its mouth. As yes, he did roll a one on his breath weapon.
Oh,
so he's going to use it again. Fire shooting out, he falls to the ground, and the chimeras have been defeated.
Oh my god!
I'll see you guys next time.
That was so stressful. Yes.
Woo! You won't get blood yet, fans.
Because we'll live forever.